We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Yud, which is page 276. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Bishas Hadchak, in a pressing situation, Kigon Shehu Baderech, for example, he's on the road, O Shehoya Omeid B'Mokom Shehu Torud, or he's standing in a place where he is bothered, the Yorei Sheafsiku, and he's concerned that people are going to interrupt him, or he's concerned he will not be able to daven a regular long davening with kavana. So mispalo achar shalosh rishonos, he should daven after the first three brachos, havinenu, a special bracha of havinenu, v'omer achareah shalosh achronos, and afterwards he should say the last three brachos. V'tzarech lo'amra mu'umod, one who wants to say havinenu has to say it standing up. U'kishyagia lo'beiso ein tzarech lachzor u'lehispalo, and when he reaches his house afterwards, he does not need to go back and daven again. V'eino mispalo havinenu b'yamos ha'geshomim v'lo b'motzoi Shabbos v'yom tov, and you cannot daven havinenu not in the rainy season when you say v'sein talumotar, and not on motzei Shabbos or motzei yom tov when you say atochonantanu. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph, Bishas Hadchak, Aval Shalo Bishas Hadchak, but if it is not a pressing situation, Amrinam B'Gemara, the Gemara says, Da Abaye Layit Aman De Mispal Havinenu, Abaye cursed anyone who said the Tefillah of Havinenu, if it wasn't a Shas Hadchak. Umikomokom B'Dieved Yotzov Ein Tzar Lachzor L'Spalo, even though Abaye cursed them, but Lamaisa, if one davened B'Dieved, he is Yotze, and he does not have to go back and daven again. However, El Yerabba Machmir Afilu B'Dieved, El Yerabba's Machmir even B'Dieved, that if you daven Havinenu when it wasn't a Shas Hadchak, you have to go back and daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei. The Kosu HaAchronim, the Achronim write, the Imroeh Shazman Tfila Overes. If a person sees that Zman Tfila is passing, Im Yispal Aruka, if he davens a long Shmoneh Esrei, Mutter Lechatchila Lehispalo Havinenu. He's allowed the chatchila to daven havinenu, v'hainu b'yamos hachama. That's only during the yamos hachama when you're allowed to say it. So if he sees Zman Tefila is going to pass, you're allowed to say havinenu. In note number two, he points out a diuk that the Aruch HaShulchan makes on the Achronim. Kosav Aruch HaShulchan shemavur kan shelo dai b'kach sheyaschil as hatfila b'sof Zman Tefila. It's clear from what we're saying over here at B'Shem the Achronim that it's not enough to start your tefila b'sof Zman Tefila, el tzorach af l'sayma toch hazman. But you have to actually also complete it during the Zman. Sherei achshav omer adayim b'sof Zman Tefila. Because here you're holding it, it's the beginning of Zman Tefila, it's still in the middle of Zman Tefila. So if you just have to start the Shmoneh Esrei, so just start the regular Shmoneh Esrei. Why would you daven havinenu? So raya from here, they have to actually complete the Shmoneh Esrei. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing earlier in Siman Peites. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis, V'yorei sheyafsi kuhu. So you are worried they're going to interrupt you. Koi gamkin adle'el kashu baderech. This is also going back on what was written before, that he was on a trip. V'yorei sheyafsiku ovei drachim. And he's worried that passerbys are going to interrupt the Shmoneh Esrei. Di'i lav hochi, because if not so, afilu baderech tov yoser yishayispalo kol ha-Shmoneh Esrei brachos ba'alicho b'yeshiva. If you're not going to be interrupted when you're on the road, it's better to daven a complete 18 blessing Shmoneh Esrei while you are walking or while you are sitting, rather than daven havinenu. Mili hispalo havinenu ba'amida. So it has to be that the passerbys are going to interrupt you that you can't daven. Because if not, even if you're on a trip, it's better to daven walking or sitting the full Shmoneh Esrei than to daven havinenu standing in the proper position. Sif Katan Gimel the Mishnah Berurah says that again, that which the Mechaber says, that you daven the first three brachos and then you say havinenu. Shehi koleles kol habrachos ha'emtzios. The bracha of havinenu is an abbreviation of all the middle brachos together in one bracha. V'ayin b'tur u'beis Yosef es nuscha u'perusha. Look in the Torah in the Beis Yosef to see the exact nusach and the pirish of that bracha of havinenu. But when you say havinenu, the Mechaber told us v'tzarech la'amra mu'umad. You must say the blessing of havinenu standing up. Shehi b'mkom tefillah Shmoneh Esrei b'shas hadchak. Because havinenu takes the place of the regular Shmoneh Esrei in a shas hadchak. Kevan shi kolelas kulan, since it really covers all the brachos. And in this way, it's even a stronger chumrah in havinenu than the regular Shmoneh Esrei. Shemuter l'esbal b'mahalach baderech, which the regular Shmoneh Esrei you're allowed to say while you're walking on the road or while you're traveling. Mishum dem yitzarech lamud yetarot v'lo yuchel l'chavin. Because as we learned earlier in the Mechaber, that if we're going to say you have to stop in your travels to stand in one place to daven Shmoneh Esrei, you'll be thrown off, you won't be able to have kavana. Which is not the case by having enu. If we require you to say it standing, which we do, you're able to have kavana because it's much shorter. So lo yitarid al yedei amidah. So it's not going to throw off your kavana by standing still for those few moments to say the bracha, the tefillah with having enu. V'im avar v'ispal b'miyushav. And if you did the wrong thing and you daven having enu sitting down, nishar primigadim b'safek. The primigadim is left in a doubt. The efshar the tzarech lachzor u'lispal b'me'umar kishabal abeso. It could be that you're not yotze and you have to daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei standing up when you get back to your house. So it's so serious the standing by having enu. The primigadim is a tzadik. You're not even yotze if you're sitting down. Says the mishavura vaitus ekoton hey. Sif Koton Hei is going on that which the Mechaber says that you cannot daven Havineinu not in the Yemos HaGeshomim and not on Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yontif. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Koton Hei, Bipnei Shetzorach Lomar V'Sein Talu Motar. In the rainy season, you have to add into Shmoneh Esrei V'Sein Talu Motar, Bebrichas HaShonim, in the bracha of Brichas HaShonim, Baruch Aleinu, Ubemotzei Shabbos V'Yom Tov Tzorach Lomar Avdolo. And on Motzei Shabbos and Yontif, you have to add in Havdolo Atochon Antanu. Vafilu im yirtzer lecholulom bevirchas havineinu gam kein enu rashai. And even if you want to add in atochon otanu or v'sein talumotar into the bracha havineinu, you are not allowed to. That time I am bebeis Yosef v'magen Avram. The Achronim explain the reasons why you can't. By v'sein talumotar they say that even though the bracha havineinu is such a short bracha, but since it's not a bracha you're familiar with, it might throw you off if you start adding in extra things, and therefore you are not allowed to. I am the primogodim shemistapik lomar. Look in the primogodim who has a suffix, a tzad to say that filu b'di'evet imispal havinenu be'elu hayomim v'kolo b'sochan. That even b'di'evet, if you daven havinenu on these days in the Yemos HaGeshomim or on Motzei Shabbos or Yontif, and you added in these additional prayers, efshar d'lo yotza. It could be you're not even yotzei b'di'evet. The over al takonas chazal, because you went against the takon of chazal. V'ayim b'bir alocha b'mashe gasadnu b'shem agon rikiv eger. So before we go to Rekiv Eger, let's look at note number 5. If you look at note number 5, he writes that besides what the Mechaber says of not putting in the Saint Halumotar and not putting in Atochon Antanu, the Chain B'Tainus Tzibur Sha'omrim Anenu. So too by Tainus Tzibur, we add in Anenu. U'B'Tisha B'Av, where we add in Nachem. And Aseres Meshuvah, where we add in Amelech HaMishpat. All these insertions are in the middle brachos. So Hisapku Ha'aderes V'Makor Chayim Im Yochol L'Hispal Avinenu. L'chorah, it would be the same problem. You can't add in these additions, so they have a suffix and a strong tzad that maybe you can't say havineinu. Look in the bir halacha where he brings down Rabbi Kiv Eger, the second bir halacha on the page. Divra maskel ve'eno mispal havineinu ve'lo b'motzoi Shabbos v'yom tov. Says the bir halacha, I am b'chidush Rabbi Kiv Eger shemistapik le'inyan motzei Shabbos v'yom tov v'nasha overes. Let's say it's Motzei Shabbos or Yontov and you didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. It's getting close to Alos HaShachar. The end of the time to daven is coming. Yesh lomar debazeh b'motzei Shabbos v'yontov mutov sheyispal havineinu v'lo yaskir havdalah. They say, Rekiveger says, l'chora, in that case, where Sof Zman Tefillah is quickly approaching and it's Motzei Shabbos and Yontov, it will be better to daven havineinu and skip havdalah. Because anyway, like we've been learning, we know that you're Yotzei 100% Shmoneh Esrei on Motzei Shabbos and Yotzei, even if you leave off Atochon Antanu. So we say you're not allowed to say Avineinu on Motzei Shabbos because you can't say Atochon Antanu. But if you have no other choice because you're missing Zman Tefillah, says Rabbi Kideger, maybe it's better to taka say it and leave off Atochon Antanu. Leave it off, because anyway, you're Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei with that. Mimashu lo yispalo klal. Maybe that's better than not davening at all, because it's so close to Sof Zman Tefillah. And like we just saw, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah both say that you have to complete Tefillah during Zman Tefillah. So if you have no chance to complete the Tefillah except by saying Havineinu, even though we don't normally say Motzei Shabbos because you can't say Atochon Antanu, so says Rabbi Kideger, l'chori, you should say it without Atochon Antanu. Because b'dievin you're Yotzei Motzei Shabbos without Atochon Antanu, this way you could daven properly. We said you cannot daven havineinu b'yemos hageshamim. I am b'chay odom shekosov de davka havineinu aser. The chay odom writes that davka havineinu is aser. Aval akater kol bracha ubracha, but to abbreviate on your own each bracha. V'lichlo b'socham she'ela v'havdala, and include in that abbreviation v'sein talumata ratachon antanu. V'anusach ayin shem b'chal chav dalet is mutter. So the chor, if you just do your own abbreviation, that would be okay. If you are sick or some other great shas adchak, that would be okay, says the Chai Adam. So it's just a din in havineinu that you can't add these insertions. But if you are just makatzer each bracha on your own, then you will be able to do it. But if you look at number 70, points out, but the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, v'shalosh achronos, the last three brachos, the Chai Adam writes, shalo yikatzer, those brachos, just like by having name, they can't be abbreviated. If you're making your own abbreviations on the middle brachos, you can't touch the first three or last three brachos. And the last Mishnah Berurah on the Sif, Sif Katan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'mos hageshamim. So what do you do in the Yemos HaGashom, if you can't say Avinenu, Elo Mispal Shmon Esrei, even though you're on the way and people might interrupt you, you have no choice. Daven the regular Shmon Esrei. The Imis Iku, and they talk interrupt you, Ayin Lo El B'Simen Kuv Dalet, Sefei Uve Mishabur Hashem, to see what the exact rules you should follow if you are interrupted, how long the interruption is, how you interrupted, by speaking, by not speaking, Ayin Shem. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Beis, HaPo'alim Sha'osin Melocha Eitzah Balabayis. Workers that are doing work by a balabayas, im eino nosein lahem sochar chutz misu'udasan. If the balabayas is not paying them any wages, he's just giving them food. If he's just giving them food, misbalan shmon esrei. If the workers are working not for wages but just to get food, misbalan shmon esrei, then they are allowed to daven the regular shmon esrei. Aval ein yordin lifnei ateva, but they can't daven for the amud ve'ein nosin kapei, and then they also can't duchen if they're kohanim. Ve'im nosin lahem sochar, but if the workers are being paid, mispalin havineinu, then they have to daven the abbreviated Shmoneh Esrei because they're getting paid. They have to get back to work. They have to be makatzer and say havineinu. But then the mechaber says v'ho idna ein derech lahakbid. Nowadays, it's not the way. Thank you very much. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
she'hakol nehyeh bidvaro. Amen.
Nowadays, it's not the way to be makbid on the workers in this way. And mistama, it's with this in mind when you hire workers, that they would have in the regular Shmoneh Esrei. So me and Yechiel were discussing this today, and me and Yechiel and Rabbi Brescher were mechaber to Aruch HaShulchan. The mechaber says that workers that are doing melacha by the balabayas, if he's not paying them wages, he's just giving them food, they daven Shmoneh Esrei, the full Shmoneh Esrei, but they don't go down to be the chazan, and they don't duchen. So we said, l'chor, they have to leave before Chazar Shashatz, because if they're there for Chazar Shashatz, why can't they be the chazan? What's the difference? So we looked in the Aruch HaShulchan, and Taka speaks that out, and he says it must be that according to the Shita, that they leave after Kedusha. He says exactly that, because if they're staying for the whole Chazar Shashatz, then why can't they be the chazan or duchen? They're there anyway. So it must be that if they are the workers that are not getting paid, and they're allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei, it's just Shmoneh Esrei, says Aruch HaShulchan, up to Kedusha, then they have to leave. And that's why they're not allowed to be the chazan, because then they have to save the whole Chazar Shashatz. And that's why they can't duchen, because that's why they have to save the whole Chazar Shashatz. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches. We said the workers, what?
How is it possible that the Halacha agrees with this concept that the boss doesn't allow the workers to even stop to daven?
See how serious a job is. You're bound to someone. Once you're working for someone, you're bound by them. You can't say, oh, I have to go take care of this. Unless it's spoken out before, it's stipulated, which we're saying nowadays it's understood that you're going to go daven, but apparently in old days it wasn't that way. You have another option. You could daven havineinu. So that's considered for the workers. A shas adchak. They have to get back to work. They can't be stealing money from the balabais. But we'll discuss this more later. We have to go weiter. The Mishabura says in Ches, we'll discuss it more later. Sivkodon Ches, Mispalan Shmoneh Esrei. This is going on the Mechaber that says that workers that are not getting paid, they're only getting food, they have to daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Shalosh Po'omim B'cho Yom Keshar Ko'odom. They have to daven Shmoneh Esrei three times a day, like every other person. She'ein HaBalabais Makbid B'ikuvan. Because the balabais is not makbid on their delay for the regular Shmoneh Esrei, Kevan She'eno Nosin Lam Sachar, since he's not really paying them. Sivkoton Test, but they can't go down and be the Chazan. Sheze Ikuv Godol Umakbid, that's an Ikuv that's too long and they're Makbid. As you pointed out, the Aruch HaShulchan says they can only stay till Kedusha. Sivkoton Yud is going with what the Mechaber says. But if he is paying them wages, then they have to daven havineinu. Ki oz makbid abalabayis im yisakfu lihisbal kol Shmoneh Esrei. Sifkot onyut, the Mechaber says, if he's actually paying them wages, then he's makbid that they shouldn't delay because of the davening Shmoneh Esrei. He hired them for an hour. He wants the hour. He wants 60 minutes. You want to daven? So daven havineinu. There's a way out. V'havu v'hu ha'poalim k'shas atchak v'kanal. the workers in this situation become like the Shas of Chak we discussed in Sif Aleph, where you're allowed to say Havineinu. Sif Kodan Yud Aleph, so he said if they're getting paid wages, they must daven Havineinu. V'hainu dafka b'yemos hachama, but like we discussed above, that's only in yemos hachama. In yemos hageshem, they can't daven Havineinu, that's not an option, and therefore the Baal Bayis has to suffer, they have to daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei. Sifkotun Yud Beis is going on that which the Mechaber said, that nowadays it's not the derech of the Balbatim to be makbid, and the summer when they hire them, it's having in mind that they would daven the full Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Bura in Sifkotun Yud Beis, V'hu adin kol nusach atfilo kishar ka'odam. It's not only that it's understood the davening Shemoneh Esrei, but the whole nusach of davening, they daven the whole davening. The cost of Alechem Chamudos, T'hu adin shemutorin leilech lebeis ha'kneses lehispal ba'asara. Hu Adin, it's not only that they're allowed to daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei, but they're also allowed to go to shul, take the time to actually go to shul, to daven b'tzibur. That's only if the normal way is the Baal Batim not to be makbid. It's understood you go to shul, so you can go to shul to daven. But let's say you want to be super frum, and you want to go to the further shul, because you want to get schar psios. So note number 9, he says, that's going too far. So don't do that on your boss's cheshbon. That's a very nice thing to go to the further shul, like we learned earlier, but not when you're being hired by a Baal Bayis. So there, kosev arach neman, shedover zeh lo etir lo po'alim. That's not allowed. V'hosev, and he adds on, shehu adin she'enon rashoim lahadir l'leches l'zbal v'esakneset b'yachidus k'she'en shom asara. In addition, he says, the whole heter to go to shul is only to catch a minion. But if there's no minion in shul, you want to just be frum, like the Mechaber says, that if you miss minion, it's better to daven in the Beis HaKnesses, that you have no right to do on the Baal Bayis's cheshbon. So the regular mainstream things, the main halacha, to go daven with the minion in shul, that's understood, but to start going davening in shul, be yechidus and walking, or to go to the further shul where you get schar psios, that would not be allowed, that's not understood by the Baal Batim. Continues the Mishnah Bura. Umikom makom, we're one line before Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Umikom makom ein yordan lefnei ateva. However, you cannot go and daven for the when you do go to shul. Again, only up until Kedusha, so you can't be the chazan. The king kosev aprimigadim. Uba prichadosh isa, the prichadosh says, do idne yordan gamkin lefnei ateva. He says that the heter of nowadays, that it's understood that you're allowed to go to shul, it's included in that you're allowed to daven for the Omer, you're allowed to stay for Chazar Shashat, you can stay for everything. If you got a quick guy up there as the chazan, so it's okay, says the Mishabura, to rely on this and to take the extra time and assume that the Baal Bayis is not makbid on that nowadays as well. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Gimel, Haholech b'mokom gedudei chaya v'listim. A person who goes to a dangerous place where there are wild animals and robbers. Mispalel tzorchei amcha merubim. He says a special tefillah called tzorchei amcha merubim. The needs of your nation are great. V'eino tzorech lo l'shalosh rishonos v'lo l'shalosh achronos. This is not like Havineinu that requires the first three regular brachos of Shemoneh Esrei and the last three. This special prayer does not involve those three brachos in the beginning and the end. It's just one tefillah of tzorechei amcha merubim. U'mispal osa baderech kishum halich. And he davens this tefillah on the road while he is walking. If he's able to stand in one spot to say it, gevaldik. If it's not going to be a sakana, that's even better. But he could say it as he is walking. When he finally gets to the town and he's safe and he calms down, he has to now daven Shemoneh Esrei, as opposed to Havineinu, which was in the place of Shemoneh Esrei. And when you got back home, you don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei, because that you were Yotei Shemoneh Esrei with that. This tefillah of Tzorchei Amcha Merubim, when you're in Makom Sakana, is not in the place of Shemoneh Esrei. So you daven it, and then when you get home, when you settle your mind down, then you daven the regular tefillah that you have to daven. And the Ramah says, V'im lo chazer l'hispalel, if when you get home you did not go back to daven, havi ki'ilu shochach l'hispalel l'gamri, you are considered as if you forgot to daven totally. V'nisbar l'el b'simen kufches, you will daven tashlumen. Assuming it was b'shogeg, which is the assumption, havi ki'ilu shochach l'hispalel l'gamri, the assumption is, we'll see the Mishabura, is that it was an accident, some kind of ones you forgot, and then you would have tashlumin because you're not yotzei whatsoever. Your halacha of regular tefillah by saying tzarchei amcha merubim. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Yud Gimel, you are in a dangerous place with chayos and listim. Rotzalomar means to say lefi shaoz enu miyushav daitu klal. In this case, your mind is not settled at all. Lekach petaruhu oz mi lehispalel afilu tefillas havineinu. Therefore, they patted you during your time. time of upheaval, not to daven Shemone Esrei, not even to daven Avinenu, and therefore you just say this prayer of Tzarchei Amcha Merubim. But you're not Yotzei Tefillah with that, and therefore when you get home, we said you have to go back and daven again. Sivkotin Yudalad Hainu Imlo Ovar Adayin Zmana. Obviously, when you get home and you're going to daven, regular Tefillah, whatever Zman it is, it's only if it's Toch the Zman, if it's before Shkiel daven Mincha. It's for Allah, so daven Marit. But we said in the Ramah that if you did not go back and daven, it's keilu you forgot totally, and therefore you would have to do tashlumin. Sivkotan Tezvavi writes, Rotzalomer, the Ramah means to tell us, Af de hispalel hatfila katsara, even though you daven the short tefillah of Tzarchei Amcha Merubim, keman de leisa damyo le'inyan etzem mitzvah tefillah. It's as if you didn't daven. It's considered nothing compared to regular tefillah. The chayav lahashlima b'tefillah hasmucha, and therefore for the tefillah that you missed, you have to go and do tashuma with the next tefillah. Ukidla'el b'simen kufches, like we learned earlier in Simen Kufches. And as we mentioned and we spoke out, this is specifically if when you didn't daven when you got back home, it was by accident. You got home, you forgot the halacha, you didn't remember, should I daven, should I not daven, so you didn't daven. But it was b'shogeg, you thought you didn't have to daven. Omach mashichacha, or you totally forgot to daven. O shekola hazman baderech, or the rest of the trip till you got home, the Zman already passed, and therefore it was already past the Zman, you were not able to daven once you got home. That's when you do Tashlumin. But if you were bemazed, you got upset at Hashem that he put you in a dangerous situation, he said, I'm not davening this one Esrei, it was bemazed. This is something crooked that can't be corrected, it can't be fixed up. And therefore, there's no Tashlumin. And if you were on the road for a long time in a dangerous situation, you weren't able to daven two tefillos. And during that time of your trip, you had to daven the tefillah ktsara. And now you get to the third tefillah back home and you want to do tashlum because you forgot to do it by the first two tefillos. Ain't tashlum the tefillah rishona. As we learned already, there is no tashlum for the first one esrei because we only do tashlum for the most recent one that you missed. And therefore, if you missed two, the first one is gone and the second one you can do tashlum. Unless you want to pull off on the dava that we discussed earlier, ayin shum. Alex, what is your question?
No question.
Okay, Shlomi, what was your question?
No, my question was if you have a boss that doesn't give you time for davening, you're pater for davening.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're pater. It sounds like you're.
You just say a minute, that's it.
That's an interesting question. Let's say you have a Jewish boss who's makbid on it. So I. That's a good question. I mean, he's obviously doing the wrong thing, but the question is, well, for you. No, the card doesn't matter.
If your boss is Jewish or not, I mean, it could be
right.
Are you allowed to accept the thing?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
You can, from 11.
Alex is asking an excellent question. Alex, I'm going to repeat your question. That way I don't have to answer it. Alex is asking, so is that the halacha, lemaisa? Bottom line, if your boss, whether he's Jewish or not Jewish, tells you, you have to work straight. You cannot take off any breaks. It's not a good job. But you can't daven.
No, because let's say in the winter, when you have a very short window.
I understand. He doesn't give you any time off. So you're asking, are you taka pata from tefillah? You're not daven because you're subservient to your boss. So, I mean, if you can't, it sounds like it, you would be. The question is then, like Shlomi's question, are you allowed to accept such a job? If that's the job, so is that allowed? Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not going to answer these questions. It seems like you shouldn't take such a job, but it seems like if that's the job that you have, and then you wouldn't daven. That's what it seems like. You'd be an ones, lechora. That's what it sounds like from over here. What? You would do tashlumin because you're ones.
You're not putter.
You're not putter. I would think that you do tashlumin. That's what I would think. But yeah, what was your question before Shlomi?
This Sif Gimel, is that...
Okay, we're going to stop the shiur now. We'll continue with Hashem on Sunday.